from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This weekend, Alumni Weekend. Oh, the list of names. Chipper's going to be there. Jeff Francoeur, Marvin Freeman, Raphael Furcal, and of course, one, Greg McMichael, the former Braves closer, joining us right now. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be here with you.
Greg, does anyone take more pride in the softball game than Jeff Francoeur?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Andrew. Unfortunately, both those guys are on the DL, so I guess IL now. They're not going to be able to participate, so we've got some other guys that are going to do it.
You know, I love the way back when you were a closer, you relied on your circle change. The hitters knew it was coming. They still couldn't catch up with it. It's a far cry from what closers are nowadays.
Yeah, you know, I was a little unique. I could make the changeup move a couple different ways, change speeds with it, and it's kind of like knuckleballers. You don't see many of those these days, if any. And, you know, it's just a different era, a different time, and what they look for. And really, if you look back at, you know, I'm real involved in growing the game and some of the amateur sports. You don't, you know, these guys, they're trying to throw like big leaguers. And, you know, and so they're kind of mirroring what's going on. And so I think just the style of pitching has changed a little bit. I don't know. Hopefully it comes back. I like seeing a bunch of different types of pitchers. But for right now, we're seeing just a really everybody relying on their fastball and trying to get the ball at the top of the zone with a lot of velocity.
Well, I mean, Greg, you've been doing this for a while. You just led me right into my question. It's like you knew what I was thinking. I wanted to ask you about Spencer Schwellenbach, who was a young pitcher who's played position pitcher, didn't have a lot of time, but he's a guy that has 6 or 7 pitches that he can rely on and not just his fastball. What have you seen from Schwellenbach early that makes you think this is going to be a continued success through a long career?
Yeah, I think command is the first thing that comes to my mind. I mean, you see a kid that doesn't walk a lot of people. He attacks the zone. And like I said, he has multiple pitches that move different ways. And I think that's just super important. If you get a young kid that can do that kind of, pitching performance night in, night out, and he can make the hitters work for everything that they get, that's a really good recipe for somebody that's going to be sticking around for a while.
Greg, obviously, Alumni Weekend coming up this weekend. And, look, I'm looking at the list of guys that you guys are expecting. You know, Tim Hudson, I've had a chance to meet. Chipper Jones, obviously. Francoeur, a lot of people have gotten to meet in the booth. But Ryan Klesko, Jair Jurgens, Terry Pendleton, Jerome Walton, John Smoltz. I mean, take us into these events with the alumni, man. Who are the characters that you just enjoy being around and the guys that you can't wait to catch up with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know fortunately, with my job, I get to spend a lot of time with these, like you said, characters. You know, what's interesting is that when you win a bunch of ball games, like a lot of these alumni have had, they have character. You know, if you lose a bunch of ball games, they're a bunch of jerks, right? So fortunately, I got to spend a lot of time with a bunch of characters, and certainly guys like Denny Nagel and Steve Avery and John Smoltz and Greg Maddux and those guys. But there's something fun about getting together, because we just kind of pick up where we left off. And, you know, getting to know guys like Bruce Benedict, I don't know if you spent much time with him. He's an incredible guy, just full of stories, a lot of fun. And then you get him with Glenn Hubbard and Dale Murphy.
Wow.
And it's fun to hear those stories, because I grew up watching the Braves in the 80s when cable TV came to Knoxville, Tennessee, and with WTVS. And so getting to watch them, and I got a chance to meet Rafael Ramirez last year. We brought him back for Alumni Weekend. And so those are the guys that I was interested in meeting. But I know there's a lot of fans that want to see who's coming back every year. And we've got a bunch of first-timers. I mean, if you think about Chase Darnot and Tim Drew, Julio Franco, which was a fan favorite, he's coming back for the first time. Brian McCann hasn't been at Alumni Weekend. Guys like Brett Boone, Greg Norton. So I'm always excited to see guys who come back for the first time, because I know the fans really enjoy seeing guys who we have not. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time now. So to be able to continue to get new guys come back is a lot of fun for me.
You know, you bring up Denny Nagel, who also did a great impersonation of an old-school train whistle. Steam locomotive, right?
That's right.
And I remember Bruce Benedict.
Back to the day.
Yeah, Bruce Benedict with a referee high school basketball games in the offseason as well. Who is someone you've tried to get and you just can't seem to get them, aside from Brian McCann?
I don't know. I mean, we've done a pretty good job. I think a lot of times we have to be a little patient. So I think about some of the guys who are newly retired that need a few years to kind of their kids are still young.
Yeah.
They've got some things where they haven't been around for a while. So they kind of spend some time with the family that we hope to get back. But for the most part, everybody's been pretty receptive. I think we've got a pretty good reputation among the current alumni that are very involved with us. And I think the word spreads that way. And so we hope that continues to happen. We hope to continue to connect the fans with the former players. It's just a real special time, because this is one of many events. There's about 200 events that we do over the course of the year. When you think about fantasy camp and all the things we do in the community, growing the game and Alumni Sundays, there's just a ton of things that we have for these guys to connect if they want to. And fortunately, we've got guys who really want to get back involved.
Where's that World Series ring right now? You wearing it?
Ooh, good question.
No, not wearing it. It's not a big jewelry guy, it's at the house. So enjoy looking at it from time to time. Brings back great memories, and feeds into these guys, because we have when you go through a struggle like that. I think about the 21 team. You know, you hear the stories about all the things that happened during that time, and you think about all the things that happened in 91 and 92, and then you get to 95 and you finally break the ice and you win a World Series. There's just a lot that goes into looking at that ring. It's just not a bunch of gold and diamonds.
All right. Greg McMichael, former Braves pitcher and now Senior Director of Alumni Relations, joining us to talk about Alumni Weekend coming up for the Braves. I'm going to put you on the spot. I hope you don't get mad at me. I have heard all the stories. I've heard Chipper tell the dirty sock in the clean sock bin, Greg Maddux story. Is there a Greg Maddux story that you can tell? And if not, just talk about being his teammate.
Yeah, that's fit for terrestrial radio.
Hey, you know what? Greg, don't worry about that. We'll worry about that later.
Well, Greg was certainly a character, as we talked about earlier. You just had to kind of watch your space around him, whether it was in the shower or whether it was by his locker. You know, one of the things, because my name's McMichael, it's close to, Maddux. And my very first spring training, I walked in and I saw that my locker was next to him. And I didn't know him at all, and of course, you know, he's just kind of – he's pretty down to earth and doesn't say a whole lot, but he's sneaky. You know, you got to really pay attention to your surroundings because as a rookie, you know, I had there's more than one occasion that I looked up and saw something I didn't need to see or something was happening in my locker. I didn't realize it, and he's just chuckling over there. So Greg's one of those guys that I think it's been talked about a lot about making sure you're aware of where he is at all times. And we're going to get a chance to preview this weekend the documentary that's coming out that Major League Baseball did on him. We're going to do that on Saturday in a private audience, but then on Sunday after the game, I'm going to introduce the film after the game in the plaza that's going to be open to all the fans. So I can't wait to see that. It should be very, very interesting because Greg was just a mastermind, whether it was watching him play poker on the plains or watching him pitch and talk about hitters. It's fascinating. So it's going to be a really good watch. So hopefully everybody comes out to see that and comes to the game, but then stays for that after the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Finishing up with Greg McMichael here. Look, there's a lot of cool players on this list. One of the guys I did want to ask you about, though, was a coach. Leo Mazzoni will be in attendance this weekend. What was the relationship like with him and you know, the rest of the players, the pitchers, the great pitchers that he coached over the years?
Yeah, Leo's one of a kind. I've got a chance to get to know him more now as an alumni. Of course, he's in our Braves Hall of Fame, and we have Mr. Schuerholz that's coming too as well. It's in our Hall of Fame as well as Major League Baseball, and those guys were very instrumental. I mean, I wish, you know, Bobby's not going to be able to make it here with us this year, but still get a chance to see him and interact with him. But those three men just, you know, they changed the course of my career and allowed me to pitch for a while with the Braves and some other teams. And I just can't say enough. I mean, Leo, I think what's interesting about him is that as a reliever, you have a little bit different perspective. You're actually called to pitch every night. And so it's a little hard sometimes to absorb what's going on because you don't really have any downtime to think about what you might need to be working on until the off season. So I remember there's a lot of times that Leo would say things to me or I would hear him talk to the starters about, and I always wondered how in the world I could incorporate that into what I'm doing night in and night out. I found that to be a challenge, but what I realized is that when I got done playing baseball and I started actually teaching and I was working with some young kids, and that's when it kind of all hit me exactly what he was talking about. And, you know, you always wish you could go back and redo some things or incorporate things. But for me, there wasn't enough downtime on a weekly basis to be able to incorporate or work on things like I wanted to. So Leo was very was an incredible teacher. I think he you know, the proof is in who he worked with and how successful we all were throughout the course of our careers. So really appreciate all that he did. And of course, you know, Mr. Schuerholz giving me a chance as well as Bobby to even make the team in 93 and pitch as long as I did for the Braves. So happy to have those guys back. Can't wait to see them and look forward for them to interact with the fans.
Tickets as low as $9 for this weekend as well. You do a great job with this. I'm a kid that grew up here, started being a Braves fan in the early 70s, so I love seeing all these names, and I appreciate what you did, and I appreciate you coming on with us.
Sure. Thank you guys for having me. Hope everybody comes out. We'll have a great weekend. The weather should be wonderful.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.